With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back with a real rapid reaction from one of my favorite people of all time, Orlando Pace. Orlando Pace, welcome back to the Tim May Podcast, my man.
Well, thanks for having me back, Tim. It's always a good time to hear from you. I know you always want a hot take on Buckeye football, man. And, obviously we have one today. So thanks for reaching out and thanks for having me on.
Jalen Pace, this outside linebacker from the St. Louis area, is he kin to you? I'm trying to remember.
That's my second born. Obviously he's paving his own way. And he has a great opportunity, to live out one of his dreams of being a Buckeye and putting on the scarlet and gray. So I know he's excited and we're all excited for him.
Yeah. And if folks aren't paying attention, Jalen, Orlando's second born, as he just pointed out, committed to Ohio State today. He's going to be a preferred walk-on, but that's actually getting your foot in the door big time as far as that aspect goes. And clearly he's got a little bit of growing to do, for want of another term, but he's 6'3", what, 195, 200 pounds, somewhere in that area, right, Orlando?
Yeah, he's about 205, and hopefully, he'll get some of his dad's some more height. I think he still has his best football ahead of him. What better place to develop his skill set is in Columbus there, but the Buckeye. So
I was going to say, take this the way you will, because you're a grown man, you're mature. Are you in some ways, I don't know, thankful he didn't grow into being an offensive lineman, if you follow my drift? Because Orlando, I mean, Big O, if people don't remember, and I know everybody does, but I'll remind him, you're the best offensive lineman I ever saw play college football and probably pro football. Those are not only huge shoes, those are ridiculous shoes to try to fill for a young man. It's kind of like being Tiger Woods' son, Of course, you can only play golf, no matter how big or small you are. But I mean, are you glad he's sort of got his own niche?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm glad the pressure, even being a preferred walk-on at Ohio State, is still a little pressure. I just told him to go out and be his own man. But I'm glad he wasn't an offensive line, because everybody would obviously compare him to my career and what I did. But, I'm excited for him. He has an opportunity to develop under a decent program and really enjoy his college experience. That's what I told him for the most part. Just go to Columbus. You've been a lifetime Buckeye fan. You have an opportunity to run on that field, just enjoy it and try to develop your skill set and get better.
It's interesting. He's a second generation Buckeye, and he's going to be coached by a second generation Buckeye, Al Washington Jr. How much do you know of Al Washington Jr. and what just stands out about him tutoring your son?
Yeah, I think, obviously their entire coaching staff are great. They have a lot of great coaches on that coaching staff. So I'm excited about him to be there. I know Coach Washington's a great coach. I look forward to Jalen developing under him and just seeing what happens. So excited about that. I know their program overall, he can develop and get bigger, faster, stronger, like nowhere else than Columbus.
What stands out about Jalen in a nutshell? Just a couple more questions. What stands out about him from your aspect, from being an NFL Hall of Famer? Football about as well as anybody. What stands out about his game in particular, from an objective standpoint, not just a father bragging standpoint?
I think Jalen's probably the most athletic, one of the most athletic linebackers that I've seen. Obviously his last couple games, four interceptions at outside linebacker. So he has a tremendous hand, a tremendous skill set. He just needs to hone his skill and be more natural out there on the field. Unfortunately, COVID kind of hampered some of his opportunities.
Yeah.
He still has some scholarship offers, but just excited to see him grow and what the next couple of years looks like for him.
Hey, last thing, Big O, you touched on it a minute ago. I don't know how many fellows I've cover, you know, we've seen come along at Ohio State that some people have proclaimed as the next Orlando Pace. I mean, my buddy Kirk Barton and I, we long ago said, how can anybody even say that with a straight face anymore, if you follow my drift? But, you know, hey, when you and Jalen talk about him going to Ohio State, give me a little bit of an insight into that conversation. Is because people are going for one, you know, whether right or wrong, they are going to look at him as following in his father and the footprints you laid down from the standpoint of greatness. And you, I would say, think you covered that with him, right? The sort of the expectations can be out of whack sometimes.
Yeah. I just told him to go be his own man. I think my experience at Ohio State and Tim, to be honest with you, I do this for young players too, that go to Ohio State. Not only my son, my experience at Ohio State was so phenomenal.
Yeah.
When I tell people about how great it was, people don't believe me. But I really don't have anything bad to say about my experience there. Everybody else's experience won't be like that. Everybody else's journey is different in terms of what they have to go through. But one thing I did share with Jalen is that it's probably one of the college football is probably one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. Just from a conditioning, your first time away from home, all the different challenges you have to face. And you have to really grow up. I grew up for my 3 years there in Columbus and became a man. And, you know, obviously his journey will be different. So we just tamper in his expectations. His journey won't be like mine. It'll be completely different. And he has to embrace that part of it, too.
And I guarantee you, he's got a hell of a personality because his dad's got one of the great personalities of any person I've ever met. Big O, Orlando Pace, thanks for joining me again, man. And congratulations to Jalen.
No problem. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.